And Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi. We did Sif Gimel. We did not finish Mishaburas and Sif Gimel. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions of how long a Teruah is, and then based on that, how long a Shvarim is and how long a Tekiah are. But the starting point is how long is a Teruah. So the first opinion said a Teruah is three Koichos long, three very short bursts of energy. The second opinion said that it's nine. That those refer to it in halacha as trumitin. So shehem tisha trumitin. If you cut your base, so the chachila person should do nine kachis in his shuah. But yeah, even three would be enough to be semichan. As we pointed out, most people which blow the key actually blow more than nine. But even three would be sufficient. So now, but according to that opinion, that the correct shear is nine kachas for trua, as we said, a shvarim, could therefore be theoretically up to the size of each, has to be less than a tkiya, could be up to be the eight kachas, because the tkiya has to be nine. Tkiya has to correspond to what's in the middle. So shvarim has to be less than that. So even if so, the ma'aser we do shvarim, we do three kaiches of three each. That's also a total of nine. So we combine this nine plus that nine, you get 18. Shir tekiya gamke. Okay, hana b'shel tarat. It's referring to the tekiya of tarat. Because if I'm going to tell you that the shear of the tekiah has to correspond to the true in the middle, the true in the middle is nine kachas, so the tekiah is also going to be nine kachas. Now, if that's the tekiah of tarat, the tekiah of tashat, tekiah shvarim tekiah, is going to be a little bit longer. Now we'll see why that's so in a second. But again, if your tekiah is three kachos long, you be yotze. Mashakos of the fiza ein lachush. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, but according to this second opinion, that the length of a tekiah is nine kachos. Therefore, we're not so worried about a shwarm, but mistakenly being a tekiah, because if the tekiah is nine kachos, as long as the shwarm is not nine kachos, it's not a tekiah. But to learn, the kiyah and the shir tekiah who ketisha trumitin lepach, since the minimum shir for a tekiah is nine trumitin, mele yochel aharach b'shever echad mei ha-shwarm ad kidei shmarit terut trumitin lo yechashav ketekiah. So you can make any one of the shwarm, any one or all of them, to be equivalent of eight, and you're still fine, because it's not a tekiah yet until you have nine of them. But if you have a shever which is nine trumitim long, does pass off, but you have it, then it would be a problem. The next of kitkiah, the kuliyama, that according to all opinions, that would be considered a tekiah. Behinei betashrat. That's talking about the tekiah, which corresponds to the shvarim, if each shever is three kachas and there's three of them, which is nine. So the length of the tekiah is nine. So I make my shever nine kachas, so it's the tekiah ready. But however, we said the pshat is that the tekiah corresponds to the middle sound. Whatever the middle sound the Torah meant to say, that the tekiah has to be that long. See, if you talk about the shvarim of tashat, that's the middle sound, and the key has to correspond to that. So the shever is too long, it's a tekiah. What about by tashrat? Then the middle sound is shvarim and teruah. So even if you make your tekiah nine, even if you make your shever nine kaiches, the tekiah has to be longer than that, because the tekiah has to correspond to the teruah and the shvarim together. So the tekiah has to be 18 kaiches. Theoretically, we can make a shever up to 18 karchas, 17 karchas. Since the total trua of the Torah, according to this opinion, is a combination of the shorim and the trua together, which is 18 karchas. So the tekiah is that long, so anything less than that is not a tekiah. It could be a shever. Melo habisher tekiah ad yurches shehu gnichas v'yur yulalo. It's a combination of the groaning and the wailing. So we don't do that. You don't do this. Why do we? Because we're concerned people will be confused. Because you imagine it'd be quite confusing. That we're going to allow the shvarim of Tashrat to be longer than the shvarim of Tashat. That's very confusing to people. So therefore, we don't do that. The Tashat, who haloy also lasses, you can't do that by Tashat. Okay, and Yashra, some chomokim, we always do at least the same amount, same length. Okay. Okay, so that's one point. Now the Rabbi, you remember, we argued on Tuesday, whatever the middle sound is, the key has to correspond to that sound. See if the middle sound is a true word. Which is, according to this opinion is 9 karchus, so the key has to be 9 karchus. Tashat, it's 9 karchus, it's really 3 times 3 with a little pause in between. And Tashrat, the key corresponds to the middle sound. Well, the middle sound is 9 karchus of Teruah, and the equivalent of 9 karchus of Shvora. So the key is 18 karchus long. So we could argue that as long as the shever is not 18 karchus long, it's not a tekiah. In Tarat or Tashat, the tekiah is 9 karchus long. But why is it relevant now? Now I'm in Tashrat. And I learned Tashrat is correct. I'm saying that the teruah of the Torah was a combination of the two. And therefore the tekiah of the Torah was also corresponding to that length. So therefore, if you make a shever which is 10 karchus long, it's not a tekiah, because the tekiah has to correspond to the tashrat.
Right.
Right? But the Rabbi said, no. Even when you're doing tashrat, you can't ignore the tekiah of tarat. And since in tarat, the tekiah is 9 karchus long. So if we're in tashrat, or tashrat also, but therefore in tashrat, where tekiah has to be longer, but you can't make a shever 9 karchus long, because since in one of the sets, that's called a tekiah, you can't call it a shever in this set also. It's the Ravid set, which we didn't understand the Ravid, the swar behind the Ravid 100%. That's the Ravid sheet. So she points out, you're going to make your shever 9 karchus long, so that's confusing the people, because in Tashat you said, no, that's too long. Tashat said, oh, that's fine. That's confusing. And besides, according to the Ravid, it's going to be possible. A shever which was longer, as long as it wasn't yurkes kirkus, it's not a tiki, it's a shever. If the shever was 18 kirkus long, forget it, you're done with. That's a tekiah according to all opinions, and that's They say we should make the 3 shvarim a total of the equivalent of 9 karchus. So the shvarim basically corresponds to the trua. Trua is 9 karchus long. And the shvarim is 3 sounds of 3 karchus long. So that's a total of 9 also. Okay, so that's what we do the chatchila. But b'di'avad, even if your shever was up to 6 karchus, we're not going to worry about that. Okay. Okay. You dalit. So the Shulchan Aruch.
If your shever was up to 6 karchus. Not going to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get 6?
Where do I get 6? say, no, if each one of the shvarim is two, is two, they give you a total of six. First, he said you should do each one three kochos, which gives you a total of nine. But yeah, as long as it's double the length of the trua, each trua is one kochos, and this is two kochos. So that's considered a shever. So a total of six would be sufficient.
Okay. Six
total. So that's two, three times two. See, each shever is two kochos long. Okay, yud beis trumitin sifkat yudalit. So the Shulchan Aruch said that the total is going to be a total of yud beis trumitin. So Mishabura points out that I mentioned Tuesday that that's a mistake. Tosafot, it's a mistake. It should be a total of 18, not a total of 12. Why is that? The Tisha Trua, Katisha Trumitin. The Trua, we say, is 9 kochas long, 9 Trumitin long. And the Shvarim, each one is 3 kochas long. So this 3 times 3 is 9, plus 9 is 18. The Tisha Begam Shvarim, the Pachas who came. And the minimum length of a shever lechatchila is at least three apiece, three kochos long. So that's a total of nine. Ken hu yudches v'gam yosemat the shorim arukim yosemat. So really, it's 18, and then possibly it's even a little longer. Why is it a little longer? Because the shever, we do a shever possibly. We don't cut it just by three kochos. You do a little bit longer. So therefore, according to this opinion, so that adds up to a total of more than 18. Then the Shulchan Aruch said, "We will allow some bitty abeds over here, but a person who didn't blow his kiyah long enough, and then blew his shorim long, so then you messed over according to everybody." Beherch b'shorim lav dafka. So it sounded like the shorim was longer than the tkiyah. So lav daf, that's not true. The huadanim erichos the shorim hayashobi mit tkiyah lo yatz. Gam kin lo yatz. If they're the same length, it's also no good. Hinei bavur shizah sif roba prata v'yikshu lakar v'lahavin mimeno prata v'maisa. After we've finished this whole sif, it's quite a confusing sif. Okay, and achlum l'chitzur echli snag l'chitzkil. I mentioned what we're supposed to do. Number one, Tzarech Lekeel Yizor Kesheyarech Betkiyas Tashrat Shkol Tkiyah Yeh Lepachos Kesheyar Yeh Ches Kerches Umahat Yos. Lechatchila, when a person blows a Tashrat, the length of the Tkiyah of Tashrat, it should be at least 18 Kerches long, and a little more.
Do we have that number in seconds too?
Yes. It's interesting. I saw one sefer which he estimates there's 4 or 5 kochos in a second. So 18 kochos is about 5 seconds. And I saw one sefer said that's long. It says possibly it's even less than that. It's not a very long tekiah. Even though, 5 seconds tekiah sounds pretty long. You're blowing the tekiah for 5 seconds. It's to the ear, it sounds like a long sound. So but 5 seconds. 5 seconds, you're covered. Like all opinions. There is an opinion that says it's supposed to correspond. The key is supposed to correspond to the sounds plus the pauses in between. Shorm is ooh. There's a little pause. There's a pause to the shorm. There's all those pauses together adds up to something. It adds up to 22 characters. But even 22 characters, so plus 5.5 seconds. 5 seconds, like most poskim, is your daiba hisser on your tekiah. Rabaran actually doesn't count. He taps it out. So he does it. So it's actually less than 4 seconds. When he does it.
Why don't they use the time?
What?
In White Oak, they used to time it.
Did you used to live in White Oak?
Yes. They used to time it. But the guy who used to blow was, he had no problem. He could go as long as he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it should be at least 18 kochos. Tisha shel tashat v'tarat yilapochos kashir tishat kochos. You want your tkiyah of tashat and tarat to be 9 koiches. That's going to cover all your bases. There's no problem going longer. And you should not have any shever, which is the equivalent of 9 koiches. It should be 3 koiches long. Okay. And the length of a tshuva should be 9 kirchas long. So I mentioned also, but
too long is not shaykh, right?
Theoretically, on the tkiyah, right. So obviously, the shwarm is a problem. It's too long, it becomes a tkiyah. Tarat is not.
The shwarm, I think, it pretty much instinctively most people know how long to do it.
Right. The problem
is sometimes as long as they go many.
Which is not a problem either. The problem with tkiyah is, I know Rabbi Aaron cuts him. He wants it to be a clean break. He doesn't want the person to go too long, and then the sound goes up or goes down. You got a nice straight sound. Like, let's cut your head and make sure that you have a nice, good end. Sometimes the end sometimes goes a little bit too long. So he does, whatever it is, he'll go up or he'll go down. So if it's a nice straight, let's cut it here. Let's not, go longer and then see what happens. Okay, so that was what we discussed on Tuesday, the calculations of how long everything has to be. So now in Siftalit, he's going to deal with a different question. How do we look at the relationship between the Shwarm and the Tshuva and Tashrat? Is it supposed to be 2 separate sets with a breath in between, like a pause in between? Do we have a possibility of a breath in between? No breath in between, but a pause, or no pause at all? Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says the first opinion, you have to do it in one breath. You can't call it one sound if you're stopping in the middle doing all the, taking a breath. If it's clear, it's all one act of exhaling, that's all one sound as far as we're concerned. But if you're you would pause in between, and that's obviously, for example, in the middle of your Shua, your person can't go, that's not one sound, that's 2 different sounds. The breath in between indicates that was the hapsid. So the same way that's true within the true itself, it's also true within, if this is the true of the Torah, Tashrat has to be in one neshima. So the 3 shorim have to be in one breath. With regards to the 3 shwarm and then the teruah, some say that you don't have to do one neshima. But who shall yishe b'havsoka yirsu mekdei neshima? Okay, so you don't have to do it in one breath, which means you're allowed to pause, but the pause cannot be longer than the time it takes the breath. A short, quick breath. Some say, no, you must do it on the one neshima.
What? Do what?
The
whole thing? The whole
teruah.
Set?
Shwarm teruah, correct.
Just the shwarm teruah, not the kia shwarm.
No. Not. You don't want, you can't, if you do the kia and the other ones in one breath, it becomes one sound, which is no good. Your tkiya, it ends with this long tkiya. That's how we look at it.
Yeah.
If it's one long breath.
So there should be a space
between the tkiya,
the shvarm through, and then the tkiya again.
Correct.
So there should be 2 breaths in the process.
There should be 3. Well, tkiya, then shvarm through. Okay, 3, 2 in the middle, right?
2 in the middle.
You blow tkiya, then you take a breath, shvarm through, take a breath, tkiya. But within the shvarm through, you want it to be one. So the second opinion says it has to be one neshim. So Shulchan Aruch says, so this is machlokes. So Yerushalayim Yitzi Yedei Kulam. So therefore, a person who is careful with the mitzvahs, she might see both of them. So what does he do? With the kiyas, the meyushab yaseb neshimahachas. But the kiyas, the moment yaseb b'shtei neshimas. The Yitzi is to do. You're blowing 60 plus koyches. So do one set one way and do the other set the other way.
Well, man, I thought if it's a neshim achas, it's good for everybody.
Who,
what's the other sheet then? Does Bedavka have a breath between the Shorim and the...
Well, no, this Shita holds that Bedavka, there should be a breath. The first,
between one and one.
Between the Shorim and the Tzur. He's Masim B'di'evet, as you would say, but he holds the Chachilo, it should have to be with a breath. Okay. Okay. Now, so there's, and then we'll discuss when we give Shimon Shabura. Is the pshat is that he holds the main point is there should be a pause between the two, or the main point is that there should be actually a breath in between the two. So that's also a discussion. So the Shulchan Aruch suggests that what you should do is you should do the tkiyas and miyushev in one neshima, and the tkiyas the mu'umid in two neshimas. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says to do. So comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Aminig ha'pashit." The well-known minig is laser sakel b'shtei neshimas ve'en l'shamas. We blow two neshimas by both akiyas to miyushev and akiyas to mu'umid, and that should be remain the minig. The Ma'aseh is interesting because, you know, the Ramah is very strong. That's the minig. The Mishabura sort of says that there are different. The Ma'aseh, there are some places which have a different minig. You know, the minig was, I think nowadays, in most yeshivas is actually do like the Shulchan Aruch. They do the kiyas to miyushev ben shimachas, the kiyas to mumen and shein yeshivas. So we did it in Tells. That's what they did in Europe in Tells. So I'm not sure when the Ramah's minig changed. You know, they didn't do like the Ramah. They did not do like the Ramah. I'm not sure when it changed, because Ramah said that was the minig. He says he wasn't just passing, he was saying this is the minig. It was to do like that. Apparently, at some point in time, the minig, must have, at least in some cities in Lithuania, because it wasn't Mir also, I think that was the minig.
Ramah wasn't from Lithuania.
Yeah, Poland, Lithuania, so we're really.
And different hugger.
One point in time, a large part of Poland was actually owned by Lithuania.
Not the part where the Ramah came.
Not the part where the Ramah came from, but the Minhagim were fairly similar. They were all Yotze Ashkenaz.
Yeah.
They all came from Germany.
We were all Jews also. I mean, it depends how much you want to generalize it. But they had different Minhagim in Poland and
yeah, eventually.
Ask somebody who's very pro one side or the other, they'll tell you clearly that they were not the same.
No, I'm saying, at the time of the Ramah, the Minhagim were... I don't know how the Minhagim developed. At the time of the Ramah, most people came from Germany to Poland. There was no Jews in Poland till 50 years before the Ramah. There was almost no Jews in Poland. The Jews came to Poland somewhere in the 1500s. Till then, there was no Jews in Poland.
A lot came in the 1500s. There was some before.
So, in Hagen, basically, they all brought with them from Germany. When you had the expulsions from Germany, there had been cities in Germany, they started coming to Poland. And the Polish kings were smart enough to say, you know, Jews are a good idea, you know?
Yeah, until they thought it was a bad idea.
Until it was a bad idea, yeah. You know? Listen. Okay, so.
The Egyptians also thought it was a good idea.
What?
I said the Egyptians and Mitzrayim also thought it was a good idea.
You're right.
In the beginning. Until they changed the rest.
Okay. Okay. So let's see in Shabura Tezayin Neshimachas. So why should be one breath? So he's referring over here to the three shore. So the Ze'onu Oysim Bishril through Hakosa Batara, Ven Lahasik. You know, you shouldn't break it into two parts. This is the true of the Torah. It's what has to be one thing. So if a person would take a breath in the middle of the Shvorim, not from Teruah, but just through Shvorim, he's blowing three sounds of the Shvorim, he goes, ooh, ooh, it's too late. That's it, he's not yet. So he's split into two and he's not yet. So that's like most poiskim. Okay. That's by the case of the three Shvorims. Now, then, when it comes to the Shvorim Teruah of Tashrat, so when some say you should not do it in one Neshima, you should do it, how should you do it? Shein Tzorach L'Sesem Neshimachas. Why? The Genuchi B'Yelulei Lo'yavdi In Shiva B'Neshimachas. The nature of how, remember, whatever this sound, which we said, this is the sound of the Yevava of the Torah, of the Teruah, which is translated to Yevava, which means crying. The nature of people is they groan a few times, they heavy sighs, and then they start wailing. But usually that's done in two separate breaths. They hold that the chachila should not be done in one neshima, but b'diavad they agree.
True.
But b'diavad this opinion also agrees you'd be yotze.
Shvarim true.
Correct. Okay. Fine. Now, but so the point over here. So the point over here is it the pause or is it the actual breath? So that's the machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you actually have to take a breath. But they bring the Rabbi Asher. They bring over here in the most of their show. Rabbi Asher felt you don't have to actually breathe in the middle. Getting that probably is one of the hardest things for a good Baal Kiyah to do is to get that breath in without losing their flow and not taking too long. You know, you do shorim, then take a breath, and then go into the truah. It means you can't like lose your spot, right? And it shouldn't be too long, but it should be an actual breath. That's one of, I think, the hardest things in the Tkiyas is to get that right. And if you wait too long, then you've separated the shorim and the teruah, and that's not acceptable. So you have to practice on that. Then Yeshar from the Yud Ches says that the opposite. To tzorach l'asosim l'shimach, they have to be dafka one l'shima. With time, I'm doha. Mashal oisim shorim teruah, whom the shema kabbalas haTorah b'teruah. L'shteim dafka. Maybe when the Torah says the word teruah, it means a combination of the two. Those yesterday, that's the true of the Torah. You can't in the hafzik b'nehem b'shima, just like you can't interrupt between the three shvorim, because that's the true of the Torah. You can't interrupt between the shvorim and the true of, that's the true of the Torah. Then we come a true shenachal kol l'shtayim v'enaklum. Okay, and I feel a bit yavid, he also came as here. So according to this opinion, if you would split it to two, you're not yotze at all, you'd have to go back. So, according to opinion number one, you should do them separately. According to opinion number two, Bidi Yavid, you have to do it together. According to opinion number two, you Badafka have to do it together. If you do it separately, you're not yours at all. Mikamakam Yiska Shorim Tzeruah B'Kayachachad. Bilti Shum Hafsek. But even they agree that there has to be some pause between the shorim and the teruah. Otherwise, it's now there is a shita which you might hear some temanim do. They blow the teruah immediately out of the shever. They don't pause at all. So from the last shever, they go straight into a teruah. But we hold the dafka not like that. Well, yiska shorim teruah, they should not be blown as the koyach echod built the shum hefsek. See, even this opinion holds that you don't breathe in between, and you don't pause too long in between, because the vayter looks like a hefsek, but you have to have some type of a pause there. The same way if a person, you know, says many words in one breath, it's all one idea, so but I don't have to say it's all one long sound. That's not a sentence. It's one. So the but we do agree there should be a hefsek, but the length of the hefsek should not be the amount of time it takes to take a breath, because then it's already the equivalent according to taking a breath already, because that's considered a hefsek.
According to the opinion, it should only be in one breath.
It should only be in one breath, but it still should be a pause. Okay, so what do? We do Kiyas Yushiv, the Shulchan Aruch says, and in one neshima, Kiyas Moment in two neshimas. But Kiyas Moment Yasiv Shtei neshimas. Abul Ipchala, we don't do the other way around. Okay.
What is the difference in Moment and
Kiyasim Yoshev, rather, is the case you blow right at the beginning before Musav. So they refer to it as Kiyasim Yoshev because Meikir Adin, a person could blow, sit, the tzibur could sit, even though Arminic is the stand, Meikir Adin, the tzibur could sit at that point in time, whereas Kiyas, Ochazar Sashats, have to be done standing specifically. So you don't do the other round. Now he's going to qualify that. So what's this about? Why can't you do the other round? And why does this case be different? Tell me the Sharetzi and your Zion.
Why would what case be different?
We said if you can't, the Mechaber said that the tekiyas of miyushav you do with one neshima, tekiyas of mumah you do with two neshimas. So Shulchan Aruch says no, you can't. Don't flip it around, and below the tekiyas the miyushav two neshimas, tekiyas of mumah one neshima. Then he says, but according to the opinion, which says that you blow by malchias tashrat tashat tarat. By Zechronis, Tashrat, Tashat, which we do, what we do, then you can split it around if you want and blow the keys to Meyushiv and two Neshimas, and the keys to Mumin and one Neshima. So why should it be different? There was a minig. I'm sure, I think there's some places we still do it. The way we do it in Chazar Sashat, you know, when we blow a set of Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat three times. There was an opinion that says, so what your goal is to get three tashrats, three tashats, and three tarats. So why don't you just blow tashrat three times for Malchus, tashat three times for Zechronis, and tarat three times for Shephoris. So there's such a minute.
Why?
You get the same amount of Carlos.
Yeah, but you want each section to have all the sheep.
Right, so that's the curve. Why
you do the same thing again and again and again. If that wasn't the right one, then you blew it.
So you have to learn, according to that opinion, the whole Zemikra, then the Chazal Sakana was to blow during Shemoneh Esrei. Blow the careless of Kiyas during Shemoneh Esrei. They didn't put in a specific spot, Mikra did. So it should be said in conjunction with one of the brachas. So I said, according to opinion A, I blew all my three sets of tashrat together with Malchus. Baruch Hashem, Yitzchak Ben. That's all I need.
What do you gain by that?
Again, according
what's
to that,
the upside in that?
What's the upside in it? I'm not sure what the upside in it is. But they hold there's no downside in it. There was no tikkun b'dafka that she has to be.
Yeah, but you would think you want to have in each section to have
no, but
over all the shittas. That's the upside in doing it the way we do it.
Again, assuming
I don't see the upside in the other one. What are you gaining by that?
Assuming that the tikkun was to blow tikkun shavur because of sajats. That was the tikkun. That's all there was. So spacing is up to you.
Uh-huh.
So there's no downside in it. Right.
If it doesn't count, then.
Right. Okay. So now, well, what you do gain, I'll tell you what you do gain.
Yeah.
Because, or the way we do it, let's say the sound of the Torah is Tashrat, let's say, right?
Right.
So we blow Tashrat once here, Tashrat here once here, and Tashrat once here. Now remember, what we're doing, we're taking the din of the Torah to blow Tashrat three sets.
Mm-hmm.
Three sets of what the Torah refers to as Tkiya, or Havora, and what the Torah refers to as Teruah, and the Torah refers to as Havor.
Right.
Right? So, maybe it's a Hefsik. If the din of the Raisa was to blow, right, We have no shayla when we blow tkiyas to Meyushev. We don't blow tashrat and say Rebbeinu Shalom, please be mekabel. Then we go, and then again we do three sets at one in a row because you shouldn't be mafsik in the middle, but dafka not. Right? So when I get the Chazaras HaShatz, maybe I should not be mafsik in the middle. I should blow all my Tashrats in one set. But to blow a Tashrat, and then say a whole paragraph, and then Tashrat again, a whole paragraph, Tashrat again, like to say hafsik in the middle. So he said, no, it's not a precedent to hafsik.
Right? Why? The Hayom Haras Olam and Yeresh.
So the opinion holds you to Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, holds not, we're not worried about Hefsik, but the opinion says Tashrat, 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 is worried about Hefsik. So now, good, let's get back to over here. So now he's saying like this, if I'm going to blow Tkiyas to Mu'umid, Tkiyas to Yoshua, I'm blowing in one Neshima, Tkiyas to Mu'umid, I'm blowing in two Neshimas. So the Meshavura, that depends. If you're doing the set of Tashrat, the Meyoshev, and then again three sets of, you know, a set of three, not 12 karlos, called 12 karlos, and then we're going to do another 12 karlos in Chazaras HaShatz. So the order is two here, one there, two here. But if you're going to do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, you can switch around, do a different order. Now, why should that be? So let's see if we can get this, the Sherwood scene, because it's 8:20 over here.
One what here, two what?
According to the Shulchan Aruch said, when you blow Tkiyas and Yoshev, you blow Tashrat three times, three sets of Tashrat, one Neshima. The Shoram Teruah is one Neshima. And Chazaras HaShatz, you blow two Neshimas. Right? Yeah. And Mishabur says, don't switch it. Don't blow Tkiyas and Yoshev two sets in each one of Shoram Teruah in two Neshimas. Blow it in one Neshima. Don't split, switch it. But he said, according to the opinion, that with Chazaras HaShatz you blow Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, Tashrat, 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 Tarat, three like that, then you can switch it. Then you can blow the Tkiyas to Meyoshev in two sounds, and the Tashrat of Chazaras HaShatz in one sound. Now, why are they connected? That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, what's the logic connecting these points? It seems to be totally random. So the Tzartzian explains the logic. And okay, behind him, b'makam shenogim k'rabenu tam, this guy rocked Tashrat l'malchius, v'chein l'zichronis, v'chein l'shefardis. V'zeh yetzim amonash. He came with a tar l'shuram l'chud, l'suul l'chud. They hold. So he says there's another opinion which did the following. They came up with he's coming to Fuke and the shita which holds. The way you do is you blow Tashrat. That's all you blow. You blow Tashrat from Malchus, Zechronus, and Shepherdus. The Bezei Yotzim Monah Shachik wanted to tell the Shwarm Lachud and the True Lachud. So you blew Tekia, Shwarim, Tekia, or Tekia, Trua, Tekia. Well, there's another sound in there. We're not worried about it. Right? The Lehavzik Lachashinan. Okay. And the Rebbeinu Tam is not worried about the fact that you have this other sound in the middle. Now, one sec. If you blow it in two kaiches, I understand, you're looking at there is a shvorim and there is a true. You know, that shvorim shouldn't have been there, because really the real blowing of the Torah is true. Okay, yeah, but it's not really, they're not connected. There is shvorim, there is true. And the shvorim shouldn't have been there. We ignore the fact that it shouldn't have been there. We get it out of here. All right, but if you blow it as one sound, with one neshima, you can't do that. Right? Okay, that's how the means the Meshachar's best is like this. I really don't mind if you're not going to get in this original time where that you should do Tkiyas to Meyushev one way or the other way. You want to do it one sound, one neshima, the two neshimas, either way is fine. You want to do the Mu'umid the other way, also fine. But specifically according to the Ben Otam, who has this shita that you want to use the sound of Shwarm Teruah as either Shwarm or Teruah and ignore the other part, you have to do it in two parts. So that's the point. That's the only case, he says, where there's a connection. But what we do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, or Tashrat three times, either one, that would be fine. Okay, we have to really do two more Shabbos, but it's not for Michael. So let's hold it here.